So, I am in a confessing kind of mood, and I have a story I'd like to share with you. About a year ago, I lived in a small housing estate, and my neighbours were, I guess, a typical family, you know, housewife, three kids, SUV, and the dad. He was fit, seemed to be quite young to have such a grown family. He worked hard, and he played hard football with his boys in the yard. Oh, the warm days when he used to take his shirt off. I could see the sweat glistening on his skin in the sun. I'd always get distracted when I saw him out in the yard. Even if it was doing something as simple as grabbing the mail. I'm not sure when I got the idea into my head. All I remember is that I wanted him. Married or not. I had to have him at least once. I often fantasized of his strong hands on my petite frame. I began wearing the skimpiest clothes when I went jogging past, and I would always wait to rush the rubbish bin out at the last minute, making sure he was watching, wearing the sexiest thing I could find. I'm sure I gave the garbage men quite a show as well, but I wanted his attention like no others. If anything needed fixing, it was him that I would ask. And with him being such a nice guy, he would always agree. You'd be amazed at how often my TV would stop working. I decided one day just to make a move and see how he reacted. He'd come over to help me move a cupboard. And when I was thanking him, I softly placed my hand on his arm and squeezed gently, keeping it there. He looked at my hand on him and he smiled at me, my teeth pulling my bottom lip into my mouth as I looked up at him. I took a step closer. He didn't step away and I took it for encouragement. I leant up on tiptoes and placed a kiss on his cheek. He muttered a "you're welcome" and stepped away. When he said my name, a jolt went through me, but it was to reprimand me. He reminded me of his marriage, and I apologized, saying that I didn't know what came over me. I felt a little bad for what I did. I mean, he obviously loved his wife, even though they often fought and could hear them. I knew he didn't want to throw away his life for some 21-year-old girl. So I backed off, but little did I know I'd planted the seed for adultery deep within him. It was a Friday night, I think, the next time I saw him. I heard banging and swearing out the front of our house, and when I looked out the door, I saw him trying to find a way into his house. I asked him if I could help, and he explained his embarrassing situation of being locked out of his house. His wife was away for the weekend, and he'd gone out for a few drinks. And when he got to his front door, he realized that he'd left his keys somewhere. I offered him to come over for a cup of coffee, and he accepted. And with him sitting at my kitchen bench, I realized again just how handsome he was. I sat next to him and listened to him talk. He was rather open after having a few drinks, and he confessed to me that things with his wife were strained and that they were not the happy couple they seemed. I tried my best to comfort him, but I couldn't help wanting to take advantage of this information. I patted his arm, and when when it was appropriate and squeezed his hand when I got the chance. He was thankful for the coffee, and when he got up to leave, I offered him a place to stay. He ummed and ahed, but when I reminded him of his locked-out state, he agreed. I got extra pillows and blankets from the linen cupboard and placed them on the couch for him. I said goodnight, and all the while I was thinking of a way to get him into my bed. But as I walked past him, he grabbed my hand, thanking me again for my hospitality and kindness. I took the chance once again and leant in to kiss him, this time on the lips. He didn't pull away. He kissed me back. His hands came around my back and pulled me to him. I deepened the kiss, slipping my tongue into his mouth. He tasted of coffee and something alcoholic. My hands moved up into his hair, and the kiss became more frantic, plunging our tongues into each other's open mouths, hands sliding all over, my body pressed hard to his. I was worried that he would come to his senses and stop, but as his hand slipped up under my shirt, that thought quickly left my mind. I wasn't wearing a bra, so his hand came in direct contact with my breast and hard nipple. I moaned into his mouth as he squeezed my soft flesh in his large hands. I lifted my arms as he pulled the hem of my shirt up and over my head. And I stood before him in nothing but a pair of little cotton shorts. My skin came up in goosebumps as he looked me over. A deep moan came from him and I blushed, stepping closer. I wanted his mouth on me again. He didn't disappoint. His lips found my neck and he kissed gently down to my shoulder. I stood there, not really knowing what to do with my hands as he moved to my chest and bent his head to take one of my nipples into his warm mouth. I shivered and let my head fall back. His tongue felt amazing, and I suddenly knew what I wanted to do. I took a few steps backwards and I sat down on the couch. I beckoned him over to me, and as he stood in front of me, I grabbed the waistband of his pants. Undoing his belt, my hand brushed against his growing bulge. I licked my lips and slowly pulled his zip down, letting his pants fall to the floor and leaving him in nothing but his boxers. I rubbed his cock through the smooth satin fabric. I could feel just how excited he was becoming. I pulled down the front of his boxers and released his cock, licking him from base to tip. I looked up at him and gave a cheeky smile before taking him into my mouth. His hands held my head as I bobbed up and down on his cock, taking him as deep into my throat as I could manage, then licking and teasing the tip. He seemed to love it when I gagged on him. My hand was sliding up and down his shaft, which was slick with my saliva. He was moaning and slowly thrusting his hips towards me. I couldn't get enough of his cock. Sucking, licking, and tasting his pre-cum. I wriggled back on the couch and slid my shorts down. I was soaking wet and needed to feel him inside of me. opening my legs to him. I told him to fuck me. And in an instant he was on me, sliding into me. God, it felt so good to finally have his cock inside me. It stretched and filled me like no other. The combination of how much I wanted him and his time in my mouth had us both ready to climax very quickly. And as he thrust hard and fast into my tight pussy, I screamed. Fuck, I screamed. My inner muscles clenched around his cock, milking his own orgasm from him. We lay spent on the couch for a few minutes, letting the relaxing feelings wash over us. He seemed to be a little shocked at what we'd just done. He pulled away from me, apologizing. I told him it was fine and how much I'd wanted to have him for such a long time. And I assured him that I would never say anything. I didn't want to cause him any trouble with his wife. I suggested that we get some sleep. Kissed him one last time. I went to my room, a little shocked at my own behavior. A little guilty, but my God, was it worth it?